More than 1 million Liberians are expected to vote in October elections and restore their country to full democracy after more than a decade of civil war. One of the favorites in the presidential race, especially among Liberian youth, is 38-year-old George Weah. A former international soccer star, Mr. Weah is anxious to present himself not only as a footballer, but as a credible candidate who will lead his country responsibly.
Well, footballer, I don't want to use that because I'm a professional person. I've chosen a career that developed me, that made me develop my people. Then you're going to ask the why a lawyer want to be president. The presidency is not only to a lawyer or a janitor. No, the presidency is about who going to work in the interest of the people, who care about the people, who have touched the people's lives.
The National Electoral Commission recently cleared Mr. Weah to stand as a candidate, dismissing a complaint over his citizenship. Opponents, some of them lawyers, believe he might have also been a French national. During a recent radio debate, Mr. Weah was up against one of the other main presidential candidates, Winston Tubman, a lawyer and former UN ambassador to Somalia. Mr. Tubman's last name is well known in Liberia, as his uncle William Tubman was president and governed for more than 20 years. During the debate, Winston Tubman was asked whether people would trust him, as he is associated with a past autocratic president and Liberia's problematic political history.
I was not part of the problem. The problem is not going to be solved once and for all suddenly. It will require all of us focusing on what the problems are. For instance, take my case, why am I in the National Democratic Party of Liberia? People always ask me that question. They are part of the problem. Tell me which government we had wasn't part of the problem. Not only the governments were part of the problem, we were all part of the problem.
One of the other well-known presidential contenders and one of the two women running is Ellen Sirleaf Johnson. An economist who has worked for the UN Development Programme and Citibank, one of the issues around which Ms. Johnson is building her electoral platform is development in Liberia.
Our country is not a poor country. Liberia is rich in resources, mineral resources, agricultural resources. It's been a question of the management of these resources that have got our people so poor. If we manage it properly, I believe that we can respond to the basic needs of the people.
A veteran of Liberian politics, Ms. Sirleaf Johnson served as finance minister during the 1970s. She has in the past been seen as a supporter of former Liberian president Charles Taylor. In the last election, she finished second to the former rebel leader. Mr. Taylor has been accused of crimes against humanity committed during Liberia's long civil war, as well as the conflict in neighboring Sierra Leone when he was president in Liberia. He is now in exile in Nigeria. Ms. Sirleaf Johnson has disassociated herself from him and says that her experience, as well as her commitment to her country, would make her the best president out of the candidates running.
I've paid the price. I've earned the stripes. I've gone to prison for being in political activity, and I've stayed consistent in my policies and principles. I'm not in this thing for any long time. I just want to be to lead the team that will put the country on course. Then I want to go into sweet retirement.
Some of the so-called warlords who fought former President Taylor are also presenting themselves as presidential hopefuls. Sekou Kone, the leader of the main rebel LERD movement, is running for the Progress Democratic Party that he formed earlier this year. Alhaji Cromer, who led the United Liberation Movement of Liberia for Democracy, or ULIMO, a past rebel group, is also a candidate. Liberia now has a transitional government led by businessman Judy Bryant, which was put in place after President Taylor was forced from power in 2003. Around 15,000 UN peacekeepers are helping the transitional government oversee polls and ensure security, especially during the electoral process. Gabby Menezes for VOA News, Abidjan.